One week after Election Day, a hard-fought congressional race in central New York has now gone before a judge. A hearing is expected today after a state Supreme Court judge last Friday ordered absentee ballots impounded in New York's 22nd House District. Democrat Anthony Brindisi, who leads Republican incumbent Claudia Tenney by just under 1,300 votes, made the request. Jason Smith is the news director at WRVO Public Radio in Oswego, and he's been watching the election.
What we've been told is that it's a very common thing in close races like this. The Brindisi campaign requested that the absentee ballots and the voting records from election night be impounded, and that request was granted on Friday by an Oneida County court judge. Basically, what that means is that the absentee ballots and voting records and the records from the voting machines on election night, they're kept in a locked room at each county's Board of Elections office, and they cannot be accessed unless both Democratic and Republican elections commissioners from each county and a member of law enforcement be present. And what we've been told is that is a very normal procedure in very close races like this that come down to absentee ballots.
But is Brindisi claiming some sort of allegation that perhaps there was a mechanical error or something went wrong with these machines?
Not necessarily. There was an issue with one voting machine in Broome County on election night. After election night, Brindisi's lead was about 1,400 votes, and one voting machine at one polling place lost power on election night, which is why the votes from that machine weren't tabulated. Once they were tabulated, his lead shrunk to where it is right now, which is 1,293 votes. He's basically just saying he wants to ensure that every vote is counted, and this impounding of the votes and the voting records ensures that there are representatives from each county's Board of Elections there to make sure that the votes are counted correctly.
When is this expected? When do you think a final decision may be made?
That is a question that is still up in the air at this point. Representatives from both campaigns were expected in Oneida County Court this afternoon. That's so a judge can go over the process to count these absentee ballots now that they've been impounded. We're still not exactly sure how many absentee ballots need to be counted. We know that more than 18,000 were sent out, and at last check, more than 15,000 have come back. And it's up to each individual county as to when they decide to start counting these ballots. We know at least a few of them will start counting tomorrow, and the rest will start counting later this week into next week. We may not know who wins this race until at the very earliest, sometime late next week. A couple of elections officials have told us they hope to have a final result by Thanksgiving. But once the absentee ballots are counted, if it's still too close to call, then you go on to military ballots and overseas ballots. The deadline to get those back to boards of elections isn't until November 19th, so next Monday. So at the earliest, it'll be late next week, but it could go beyond that.
Jason Smith is the news director at WRVO Public Radio in Oswego.